This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hitter is ready in the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball game's over. Cole Henry gets the save. It's the first of his career. And the Nationals give the Phillies their third straight defeat. A 3-2 final today in Washington.
Welcome on in, and it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We'll talk to Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies, as you just heard right there, coming up at 12. You people later, a spot to give away today in the Midday Show, Fantasy Football. We're going to help one of our coworkers with that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, one of the worst feelings in the world, Joe,
is spending money on a meal that don't taste good.
That's a tough one.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Had a meal yesterday, man, and I was, yeah, it was not good.
Disappointing?
Very disappointing. They didn't add no seasoning. They need to season their food. Like, it had no seasoning.
That restaurant that will remain unnamed.
We ain't throwing
season
nobody in
the
your
butt. Food.
Season it.
Yeah.
Season that stuff, man.
I could have used some seasoning on the Phillies last night. That was gross.
That was a bad one.
This is three straight losses
now.
That
was supposed to be a get-right game.
I know. It's the Nationals who stink. That's a bad baseball team. All right, the Phillies dropped the game last night to the Washington Nationals. And, you know, there's a lot of elements we could talk about. Like, the offense is back to a cold spurt. They have the top of the order not hitting as much as they were a few weeks ago. That's part of the issues. Clearly, they're in a they're having a tough week after being hot, right? They've now lost three straight games. In the grand scheme of things, the three straight losses is probably not going to kill them. They're still five up on the Mets, who seem to blow a 3 or 4 run lead every single night. But Hugh, something struck me last night watching the game, because I thought last night was a particularly rough Topper game.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't have a good game last night. And you know, every once in a while, a manager will just push all the wrong buttons. And it felt like last night he did. I thought in the seventh inning, leaving Luzardo out there, and then especially after the leadoff walk, just made no sense. The ninth inning bunt made no sense. He had the infield in the seventh inning. That burned him. It's just like everything he tried to do last night, it burned him. And, Hugh, I know you and TK a couple days ago had a discussion about Topper and people's trust in him.
Well, trust him.
Regardless of if you trust him or not, I got news for everyone this morning. Rob Thompson's going to play a huge role in if the Phillies can win the World Series or not. And I know we do this thing where we try to pretend managers don't matter and the game has changed and it's a GM game and the manager just kind of sits there and isn't really doing anything. Not this Phillies team. I've come to the realization that if the Phillies win the World Series, Rob Thompson is going to have to be great. Not good, not decent, not just sit there the whole game. He's going to have to push a lot of right buttons. The Phillies are, I'm going to call them like a weird, they're a good team, but they're weirdly structured to where they need a lot of massaging to get the best out of them. Like, they're not going to blow teams out. They're not going to win all these games easily. Most of the games in the postseason, just based on the way the Phillies built, they're probably going to be close.
Tight.
They don't have a great offense. Even if they're hitting a little bit more than they have been, they're not a great offense. They go through these stretches where they don't hit to start the games. They have to score late, which means every little decision is going to matter down the stretch of this season and into the postseason. He's got a six-man rotation now. How long do we keep that? The Castellanos thing, which we'll talk about again today, When do they pull the plug there or start playing him less? And then you get into the postseason, he's probably going to platoon an entire outfield. Okay, which guys do you play each day? And then during the game, when the opposing manager switches the pitcher out on the other side, when do you get your other guys in? That's going to be a big thing. And then one thing he does a lot is he seems to leave his starter out there maybe a scotch too long. And when it's Wheeler and when it's Sanchez, you're like, all right, okay, we trust those guys. But Luzardo and Ranger, you're going to have to find the exact right time to get them out of the game. And I thought last night he got them out. He got Luzardo out of the game at the totally wrong time. He should have pulled him out at least a batter or two before. Look, the Phillies are good, and they're going to be good, and they're going to be find their way into October because the Mets are falling apart, and the Phillies have enough to get there. But once we get down the stretch and into October, I don't think Topper's just going to be able to just fill out the lineup card and say, go get him, guys. We need Topper to be great. 215-592-9494. Here, where do you come down on Topper's importance to this whole thing down the stretch of the season and into the postseason?
I think he's important. But at the end of the day, Joe, and this is how I feel, and I know we've talked to a lot of people this last week, and they talked about some of the moves that Topper made.
Yep.
And a lot of the moves that, you know, they feel he should have made in certain situations. But what I remember about this team vividly since I've been here is cold bats in key opportunities and missed moments, a lot of missed moments, guys stranded on base and things of that nature. Is that Topper? I don't think so. Now, I understand that in baseball, some of the managerial moves are very, very important. I get that. But at the end of the day, when I think of this team and I think about the problems that they've had, it's always been the lack of runs in key situations, especially in the playoffs, especially when you're facing good pitching. And that's not on Topper to me. That's on the guys that you have and are paying a ton of money to. They have to come through in clutch situations, and they're not doing it.
Well, they're not. And look, if the Phillies don't hit in October, they're going to lose, right? That's the bottom line. But Topper can rescue them, or Topper could at least, if Topper pushes the right buttons, I think it could be a difference maker. Look, go back to last year, game one against the Mets. They didn't hit enough in that game, right? That's really why they lost the game, and the bullpen blew it. But Topper made the decision to take Zach Wheeler out at the time he did, where he was dominating the game. He decided that was enough. He had thrown too many pitches, and it backfired. Now, they might have won that baseball game if Topper left Wheeler in. I'm not saying it's Topper's fault they lost that game. They need to score more than one run to win baseball games. But I've come to the reality that this is the way these games are going to go. Like last night's game, we're going to see a game just like that in the playoffs, except it won't be against the Nationals, who are terrible. It's going to be the Dodgers or Padres or whoever, the Reds or the Brewers. It's going to be a game just like last night. I need Topper to push the right buttons. And I think the Phillies need Topper to be great to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Do the Phillies need a great version of Topper to win this thing? Or let's hear from Topper. Last night, Rob Thompson, hindsight after the seventh inning, they went wrong.
Just the leadoff walk, you know, and had Kirkring ready for House. In hindsight, should have been ready for Adams. But Kirk still had his stuff, and handled Adams pretty easily up to that point, and then once he faces Adams and you give him the left hander, then you got to go Kirk. So it was a rough inning at this point.
I don't love that answer from him last night. In hindsight, I should have had Kirkring ready a bat earlier. Then why wasn't he ready? I mean, you had a half inning there to figure out if Luzardo was going back out for the seventh or if you're going to have someone. The fact that he admitted he didn't have the bullpen up early enough and ready enough,
that bothers you.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, it's not the fourth inning, right? If a starting pitcher's cruising and it's the fourth or fifth inning, you know, I can understand why the bullpen is a little slow to get up because it's early in the game. This was the seventh inning of the game. I mean, how many times has Jesus Luzardo pitched seven or eight innings? Not that many. This is around the time of the game where he's going to start to probably lose it a little bit. And he admitted last night he wasn't ready, didn't love that. And then let's hear from Topper on the offense, on the team right now. They're scuffling three in a row. Topper saying, they've got to fight through it. They'll be fine.
What were you guys seeing from the offense with runners in scoring position?
Just probably trying to do a little bit too much. We got to get back to using the entire field, doing little things. Big things will happen. It's not like they're not working at it. I mean, you can hear the balls down there. A bunch of hitters in the cages right now. So we just got to fight through it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
By the way, as he's making excuses for the offense there, he said the Lizardo thing. Lizardo had walked the second to last batter in the sixth. So it was a walk, double play, another walk. I mean, that's two out of three batters he had walked. I mean, pretty clearly he was starting to lose it there. He let him give up the double, another walk, and then he pulls him out of the game. Look, last night's one game in August. That loss last night's not going to ruin the season. But I need, and I think the Phillies need Topper to be great to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? He thinks ultimately it's more on the players. And it is more on the players. I just, as I picture this, if we're having a parade here in November, I don't think we have it without Topper pushing a lot of right buttons. They don't have a turnkey team. They have three turnkey players, right? That's what they have. They have Turner, Schwarber, Harper. They're going to play every day. He's got to figure out now who's hitting cleanup. By the way, we thought Castellanos could be in that mix. Now I don't want the lineup. Who's hitting cleanup? Is it Real Muto? Is it Bohm who's coming back soon here? I mean, there's a lot of decisions. This third and fourth starter, who goes to the bullpen? I think there's a lot going on here that Rob Thompson's going to play a big role in down the stretch, including a six-man rotation that starts out. Kyle, where do you come down on Topper, who did not have himself a good night last night?
No, he didn't. I mean, but the Phillies, I think as a whole, haven't really had a very good last few nights. And I think it comes down to the offense just not scoring runs.
Yep.
Like, you can't expect to win games when you're scoring one run, two runs, zero runs. And we know that that's the kind of funk that we've seen this offense get into. Does Topper need to push the right buttons in the postseason? Obviously, yeah. But like, I don't think this team comes down to a managing masterclass by Rob Thompson in order to win. Like, they have one of the highest payrolls in baseball, as Hugh's phone goes off.
And we're off and running.
Yeah, but like the starting pitching that they have, the guys in the bullpen now that it looks like they have, and this lineup, like, those things all need to be clicking at the right time in order for the Phillies to go deep. Like, when I think of what you're talking about. I'm thinking about the Giants a few years ago mm-hmm. when Gabe Kapler managed what was, you know, not a very good roster yep. to like 100-something games. Like, that's how I viewed those type of teams. The Phillies are not this type of team. This is going to come down to the players just playing their best at the right time.
Well, they shouldn't be, but sometimes I do feel like they're more like those kind of, I mean, if three guys in the lineup every day that play every day and you just kind of pencil in, everybody after that, I guess four is Realmuto you put in that mix too because he catches basically every day. The other five spots, we're mixing and matching every single day. And where they hit, we're mixing and matching. As I picture this thing down the stretch, is it going to be his fault if they don't win it? Probably not. It's going to be the players not performing enough. But I do think if he's great, it can push them over the top. And last night, it was a very winnable game. I mean, the Nationals stink.
Yeah.
And they just let the game just flutter away because, and again, it's I'm not saying he's a poor manager. I like Topper. But last night, it's one of those things that happens in sports where every decision a coach makes in a game just kind of goes the wrong way. Sirianni had one of those games against the Jaguars. Remember, he kept going for two. It's like once in a while you have a game where everything you do just it's like a coin flip, right? They all go the wrong way. And last night, everything he tried, it just went backwards on him.
Yeah, but it still feels to me like it has to be on the players. Like, I look at it like this, and I know baseball is different, so I don't need anybody telling me that. But coming off the series you just had with the Reds and the way that went, this was your bounce-back game.
Should've
this
been.
Was your get-right game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think of when I think of this team. Like, you had a position or you were in a situation where, I mean, I know they're professionals, but you got to come out and you got to kind of right the ship a little bit. You know, you got to get back on that right course because you had a tough stretch. This was supposed to be the breather. And I know it's only one game. You got a couple more to go, but still, you got to get that first one, man, to get that nasty taste out your mouth.
Well, you know what? Why last night was particularly annoying? The Mets blew another lead. So the Phillies are still up five games, right? They're still in a very good position over the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
But Hugh, if the Phillies had continued playing as well as they were, they could have buried
away,
the Mets.
Yeah, they could have ran away.
I mean, this division lead could be 7 or 8 right now. It's 5, which is still a very good position to be in with 40 or so to go, and they still play the Mets coming up in a couple weeks. But, boy, the Mets lose every night. I mean, if the Phillies could just keep stacking some wins, this division could be over.
They could distance themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they could totally bury them. 215-592-9494. William in Jenkintown up on WIP. Hey, William.
Hey, Joe. I got some numbers for you today.
Okay, let's hear them.
So, the last 36 innings, do you know how many innings the Phillies have scored in?
Oh, it's probably not many. I don't know. They've scored in 31 of the 36.
No, they've scored in 3 of the 36.
Oh, that's what I meant. So I was saying they had scored in 5 out of the 36. So it's actually 33 scoreless out of 36.
Yeah. That's how I should have worded it. And then if they stay 500, they're going to be 89-73. If the Mets get hot, I don't know if that's enough to get a wild card spot. I mean, I just don't have much faith in Topper either because every October he's gotten outmanaged, and he got outmanaged by the Diamondbacks. And then whoever the guy the Mets was in his head all last October.
Oh, yeah, Mendoza. Yeah, Mendoza's their manager.
Hey, William.
Yeah.
Joe's not on this show by himself, just so you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hugh. Hey, Hugh.
Hey.
There we go.
I miss your Twitter. A couple weeks ago, I saw that Aaron in San Diego got on Twitter, and I deactivated my account because I didn't want to be associated with him.
Oh, wow.
So I hope you're staying drunk.
Thank you, William.
William, those numbers you gave, 31 out of the last 36 days, William, we appreciate the phone call, scoreless, it's not good. I mean, it's not. So I agree with you, Hugh, on the point where the players dictate this more than anything else, right? But the way I view it is, I'm not going to like pretend the players are going to get better overnight. This is who we have. They didn't go out and get a big bat. So I'm anticipating an October of very close games. So every Topper decision is going to take on extra. It's almost like a leverage moment. Every time he gets himself involved in the game, it's going to matter. And maybe that's unfair to him because it's like he's got to walk a tightrope every single night.
I mean, it is, but life isn't. We all know life isn't fair.
But that's the reality. Like, yeah. If the Phillies were better and had a better offense right now, then I could say, you know what, maybe 2 or 3 games in a series, they're going to score 7 and he could just kind of hang out. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to play a lot of 3-2, 4-3 games all of October, which means every decision he makes could swing the whole game.
I look at it like this, Joe. Since I've been here, this team went to the World Series, and then they've been a playoff contender every year after that since Topper's been the manager.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few guys on this roster that have already won World Series, and there's a few guys that their legacy, I would say, they need to get over the hump.
Totally. I mean, Bryce. They need to get over the hump. Let's just use Bryce as the one.
They need to get over the hump. Yeah. So when I think about the trajectory that this team has been on in these last 3 years, man, I put that more on the players because as you get older, you realize that you're mortal. You know, when you're young and you got your whole future ahead of you,
mm-hmm.
it's one day where, you know, it'll happen one day. But now the clock is starting to tick. And I feel like, to be honest, the way that they've been playing this year, they need to have more of a sense of urgency, in my opinion.
So I think so, too. But if they're not good enough, I don't know what the urgency does. Like Nick Castellanos, does he have urgency? I don't know. He stinks right now. I mean, let me make an example back to last year's Eagles run. Okay, and I give Nick Sirianni credit for how he helped turn around the season.
Mm-hmm.
But during the playoffs, during just the postseason, how many decisions did Nick Sirianni have to make that really swung games? Maybe a couple. I thought he did a great job. Remember when they threw the bomb on fourth down before halftime against the Commanders? It was kind of close, and then Jalen hit AJ.
Yeah, it went over the top.
That was what I thought was a
gutsy
moment, and it helped flip that game. But let's just go to the Super Bowl. I mean, again, not taking nothing away from Sirianni. He guided them there, and he was their head coach and their CEO. There weren't many moments in the Super Bowl where it's like, this decision is going to change the game. His team dominated. He had them prepared. I view the Phillies as the opposite, where every one of these decisions might swing these games. And this is not even Topper's like doing. This is the team he was given. And I just anticipate a lot of games like last night, just with bigger stakes coming up in the next few months. Alan is in West Oak Lane. Hey, Alan.
Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And that includes you. You too.
That's right, Hugh. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning. Anyway, I've been watching for a while, obviously, like we all have. And the one thing I continue to see is that pitchers know our hitters' weaknesses, mm-hmm. and they pitch to it. And if they are, even some of these pitchers that you would consider pedestrian in Cincinnati knew exactly how to get Casty out, knew what not to pitch Harper
mm-hmm.
or Schwarber. And yet they continue to swing at the same pitches over and over again. Now, I know players are creatures of habit, but if the pitchers are using analytics, why aren't the players realizing, hey, you know what? I'm not looking at that one. It just, to me, it seems crazy. And the past week and a half, we have just not obviously put on any runs or getting anybody on base that is driving anything that's going to help us to win. And why would they change? You know, it just makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah, so to your point on the analytics of it or the data of it or where they're being pitched, I mean, Alan, they have the same information that the pitchers do on the other side. It's up to them to apply it. Like, I'm sure Castellanos is either presented or shown or, like, he knows. I mean, they have the data
right.
on where – so it's like you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. Like, I'm sure he's been told, hey – this is how they're attacking you. This is what you got to do to kind of combat it, and he doesn't do it.
Well, that's okay. So, at what point, this is what your topic is, at what point does Topper say, you know what? We've shown it to you, Casty. You're not listening. You're continuing to go up to the plate, standing in the same position, looking for the same pitches, and unless the guy makes an error, great. If not, you're walking out with another strikeout. So, you're going to sit for a little bit and until you get the idea that this is not going to work for us, because they could be, like you said, 8, 9, 10 games up right now and could seal this thing up. We're just lucky that the Mets are worse than we are. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that Alan, it's a great point. I mean, and Alan, we appreciate the phone call. The Phillies haven't been great for the past 2 months. Now, they were better post All-Star break until the last few days.
Yeah.
But the real story in this division is the Mets have been terrible
they
for 2 months.
They haven't been able to get it together.
Yeah, like if the Mets had played a little bit better the last 2 months, this division probably be within one or two. We're up five because the Mets are just trip over themselves every single night. Well, one thing, you know, as we're talking about the importance of the manager, like I never thought Charlie Manuel was the best X's and O's kind of guy, but he did make some big calls when they won the World Series. I mean, that they had a platoon with Jeff Jenkins and Jason Worth, and eventually that kind of fell towards Worth takes the job most of the time. Charlie made that call. At some point here, and I mean, these guys are not as, no one's as good as Jason Worth in this conversation, but at some point here, does Topper settle on an outfield? Does he go with Bader every day?
Castellanos.
Does he dump Castellanos or just play him against lefties, which is going to be a whole big thing because I'm as much as we want Castellanos to be a team guy, we all know how he's going
to
take that.
I think he has to be a team guy.
Oh.
I think that at this point.
I do too, but do you think he's going to take it lightly?
I think it's a hard pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. No question about that. But I think in order for the betterment of the team, you have to do it. If the team looks better with you taking days off,
yep,
and you get a chance to win games, I think you have to do that.
Well, I agree.
It's a selfless sacrifice.
But you know who it's on to make him do it? Topper. Topper pulled him out of that game in Miami. And then there's been nothing. He's ever come out of a game. He doesn't sit, but what, twice since then? Like, the guy's been one of the worst players in the league in the last couple of months. Does Topper have the guts to do that? 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today. Your phone calls, your reaction to the game last night. Phillies lose. Just an annoying game. They clearly should have won. What Nationals think? Rob Thompson did not have a good game. And it really made me feel like he's going to be important in October. We may not want him to be. You may say, hey, let's hope Kyle Schwarber hits 3 home runs and they win by 5 runs. Probably not going to be like that. There's going to be a lot of close games in October. And I think Rob Thompson has to be on his A game for this team to win the World Series. Do the Phillies need a great Rob Thompson to win it all and to go where we want? Your reaction, everything. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get more from Topper last night. And he finally got asked about one player that over the last couple of months has just been dreadful. I mean, Nick Castellanos has been unbelievably bad. Finally last night, someone's like, hey, what are we doing with Castellanos? You'll hear what Topper had to say. And we are helping a coworker out today. We're helpful around here on the Midday Show. For a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We'll tell you all about that coming up on the other side. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, we're going to provide some help here on the Midday Show. That's what we do. We help. And we're going to help today.
Who we help?
We'll tell you about it coming up. We have a spot today to give away in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy Football League. All right, so here's what you need to know. We'll tell you how we're going to get you involved. September 3rd, Wednesday, September 3rd, live draft at McGurk's in Royersford. If you can make it, you have a chance to be in the league today. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll tell you how you could be part of the league, and we'll pick out the winner for today's spot as the show goes on today. We're going to do it by helping one of our coworkers. First, though, maybe we can help Topper out, who I do believe needs to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series. This team, as good as they are at times, and they've turned a corner in the second half, and the Duran thing makes their bullpen way easier to manage. This is not the easiest team to manage, and there's a lot of little things that Topper's going to have to do every night in the postseason. In fact, I heard a conversation Jack and Spike were having on Monday that I thought was really interesting that could come up. Like, so Jack's point was, if say they're playing the Dodgers in the first round, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the eighth inning, and they're winning 3-2. And the Dodgers have Otani, Betts, and Freeman coming up. Would Topper use Duran in the eighth inning? You know, instead of waiting for the ninth, and by the time you get to him, they may have blown the lead. Like, I just think if the games are close, there's going to be a lot of decisions that are on Topper. And last night he had a bad night. I think he needs to be great. Hugh, quickly, what would be your take on that? It's not easy. Because if you save him and you blow the game, then you don't use him anyway. But if you use him, and then you still have to use someone else in the ninth. I would use him in the eighth if that scenario presented.
I was thinking that, but my thing is, how long could I? Because he throwing gas. You know he's throwing gas.
You're saying, can he go two innings?
I would see if he could. That's where I'm at with it.
Once you come in, you finish it.
Yeah, I was like, hey man, you think you could finish this out? Yeah.
So definitely. When the Cubs traded for Aroldis Chapman in 2016, I think at one of the playoff games, Joe Maddon asked him to get 7 outs. He pitched 2 1/3 inning. I mean, once in a while, you got to push the boundaries here. 215-592-9494. My point is that Castellanos, the outfield situation, platoons, when to get a guy like Luzardo out or a guy like Sanchez out, Suarez, who struggled, and Luzardo have been up and down. That's a big call. Like, it's easy to say, Zach Wheeler, go until you're tired. You're our number one. That's fine. But the other guys, that's on Topper. I think he needs to be great for the Phillies to win. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Castellanos thing because it's a disaster right now. This flew under the radar for a while. Nobody could deny it now. It's been months of this. Let's hear from Topper last time. Finally someone said, hey, what are we doing about the right fielder that hasn't hit in 2 months? Here is Topper last night.
What do you see from Nick just this last little bit?
Yeah, he's just been off balance a little bit, you know, not letting the ball travel. And usually when he's scuffling, that's usually what he's doing. We all know he's a streaky guy, and he'll get it back. It's just a matter of when.
Man, that's a hell of a streak to be bad.
Yeah, you want to know what the streak is like? Last 7 games, 0.34 average. Last 15 games, 1.40 average. Last 30 games, 1.95. I mean, you pick your streak out you want. 7 games, 15, 30. I can go back 2 months, and he's not been good. Hugh, they've got a problem here because I think when they created the outfield situation they created, they were hoping, like, we'll just mix and match in center and left, right? But Nick plays every day in right. And right now,
he needs to be in that rotation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you have to address that, and you hope that he's mature enough to understand that, especially when you're in a position in a situation where this is the fourth year.
This is Castellanos' fourth year
from the World Series run.
This is year four. Yeah, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yeah, 4 times a charm, and you have to do something different. They showed you a lot when they decided to run this back the way that they did.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty resilient, no question about that. But now you have to look at yourself and maybe make some more adjustments. And you're one of the adjustments that probably need to be made.
Yeah, the Castellanos thing feels like the elephant in the room for them. It feels like something they're trying to avoid discussing. I mean, even Topper says, oh, well, he's streaky. Okay, the streak's been going on 2 months now. And when I saw Kepler get up last night and get the hit to right field, I'm like, Kepler's a better option against righties. I 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting here saying Kepler should be DFA'd so bad, but the reality is Kepler or Castellanos, the guy that's given the better at-bats against righties is Kepler right now.
It says more about Castellanos.
I know it does. I know. I mean, Kyle, what are you feeling on the Castellanos thing? We talked about it a little yesterday. I mean, he He's been an everyday player here for 4 years.
Yeah, and it sucks right now.
It feels like that can't just continue.
No, I mean, that could really kill him in the postseason. He's hitting like in way too an important part of the order for him to be playing this terribly. Like, if anything, move him down, platoon him, bench him for a little bit. Like, I don't know, but I almost wonder if Topper like has the backbone to really actually do anything significant with Nick Castellanos.
Well, he tried in June, and then Castellanos barked back at him, and he never took him out for defense again. I mean, that's a long time ago. Hugh, do you think it's a coincidence or there's something to it that this Castellanos cold spell, if you call it that, whatever you want to call it, it started right around the time he got pulled out of the game in Miami? I mean, he was having a decent season, right? Not great, but like it wasn't anything we were talking about. It just he was just kind of there the first couple months. Since then, I'm going to pull up his numbers since he was pulled out of the game in Miami. Since then, he is. So that was June 16th was the whole Miami Topper situation. Nick Castellanos, since June 16th, is hitting .217 with a .246 on-base percentage. It feels like he's gone in the tank since then. Coincidence? Or there's something to this?
I think there might be something to it. And I know what Topper's – well, I think I know where Topper's coming from as far as trying to give him the time to correct the ship. But it's – we got like 40-some games left.
I know.
Time is running out, and you're getting ready for the playoffs. And if it was me, I would be more concerned about the last couple of playoff stints we had and how it kind of petered out towards the end. So you have to have, like I said, Joe, earlier, you have to have a sense of urgency in this situation. You have to.
Yeah, and it feels like with Castellanos, they don't. They just assume he'll come out of it. And he is streaky. That's the truth. But this is a long streak where he's not – there's no ups. It's just down for months and months here. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Here we go again, gentlemen.
Yeah, we're back,
Here
Mark.
Here we go again with the inconsistency of the fight and spill. I mean, how many times have I called you and said their offense is pitiful this year?
Many, many times.
Many times. And I know you guys, Joe, you sent something out the other day after the Rangers series. You're ready to start anew or something to that
effect. I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, but then since then, they stunk again. They're driving me crazy here, Mark.
I have said this over and over again. They are what they are. Win three, lose four. Win six, lose five out of eight. They are what they are. Their offense is pitiful. And Dombrowski didn't address it. Here's my question for you guys. Bader, got to play every day, right?
Agreed. He should be the center fielder every day.
Who bats behind Harper? Can Bader bat behind Harper? Is that too far-fetched?
So I think it was either last week, Mark, or 2 weeks ago, right after they traded for him, when Scott Fransky was on with us on a Friday, he alluded to the idea, because I asked him, you know, where he thought Bader would hit. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. And he said, you know, it could be anywhere from 7, 6, 5, and maybe even 4. Mark, I don't think it's crazy that we get there by October that he's the 4 hitter.
I personally like his approach at the plate. He's got good pop when he makes contact, way better than a lot of other guys on the team. And then Castellanos, the bottom line with Castellanos, I mean, for 4 years, we've seen this, right or wrong. I mean, the guy is the most undisciplined hitter I've ever seen in my life, ever. I mean, do you agree?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's so easy to – it's a shame for a guy that at one point was a good player. He is one of the easiest players in baseball, I think, to pitch now to. You just throw it down and away, and he's down 0-1 on the count every time.
And he continues to swing at these pitches.
Yeah.
And he's a first – he swings at so many first pitches. Listen, guys, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, they're going to make the playoffs. And I apologize for saying they were not going to make it a couple weeks ago. They will. Is this team good enough to win the World Series with this lineup?
A day like today, I say no.
I think they can.
It's, you know what it is, Mark? And Mark, we always appreciate your phone call. Hugh, they can, right? They can. But it does feel hard some nights, like when they're in these streaks, to imagine them winning consistently against the best teams. Like, could they beat the Dodgers in a 5-game series? Of course they could, right? Or anybody. But can they beat the Padres, Dodgers, you know, whoever, the Cubs, and then the Tigers in the World Series 4 in a row without having a bad week? That's the part that gets you.
They're good enough to win it, but it's like, will you adjust to do the things that are needed to win the game?
Yeah.
You know, because that's what I think of when I think of the Phillies, and especially in the playoffs. It's like you're playing hero ball. Like I vividly remember some of the at-bats that guys have had when you're down, you 0-1 or 0-2, and you're swinging for the fences instead of trying to keep drives alive and things of that nature. So you gotta kind of adjust in situations like that, in my opinion.
Yeah. I also think with the Castellanos thing, you know, Topper pointed out he's streaky. I also think they may have to realize what's going on here. He also is probably in decline. He's 33 years old. Like, 29-year-old Nick Castellanos, streaky. You know the hot streak's coming, and it's probably going to be really good because that he used to be better than he is now. I don't know. I mean, at 33, this might be who the guy is now. 250 hitter with 17 home runs or 18 home runs that strikes out a lot and doesn't do much else. I mean, that might just be what he is. Jacob in Oxford. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Joe. I'm in agreement that Topper needs to be making better decisions if this team is going to be making it anywhere in the playoffs. I think that the outfield is in a unique situation right now where whoever is hot, we can just be putting them in. You know, I think that someone like Bryce should be playing all game, every game, even though he's been kind of struggling recently, of course. But, you know, if Max Kepler is hot like he is right now, then he should be getting that start in right field over Nick Castellanos. And when Kepler eventually falls off, then he can come out of the lineup and Nick can replace him. I mean, what do you think about
Agree. Yeah. I mean, I think it worked for like a week, the platoons, but now it's getting to a point where it's almost like overthinking it. Like Bader's their best outfielder. Just put him in center every day. Marsh, play him against righties. And then, Jacob, I think what you're saying, it has to be that way. Kepler should play most of the games in right field because you're going to face most right-handed pitchers. And then when a lefty's out there, I give Castellanos a start. But like, they can't just run Castellanos out there every day and expect different results. It's been since the beginning of June now.
Yeah, and you know, I was at the game last night. I'm living down in D.C. now, and I think it's okay to put Luzardo back out there in the seventh inning. I think I agree with you. After the walk, he's got to come out. And I also think when the bases are loaded like that, I don't know why Trey and Bryson weren't in double play depth.
I know.
I think if they were, then they make that double play and you know, we get out of that jam. And I mean, I don't know why they just weren't in double play depth.
I agree. I was listening at that point. And Jacob, good phone call. That was Stock with obviously Fransky. He'll join us at noon today. I think Stock kind of called it before. He was a little bit skeptical of the infield in at that point,
mm-hmm.
which is really the infield in on a game at that close is really a Topper telling you what he thinks about his offense. Like he didn't think his offense, if they blew the lead there, was going to score again against the Nationals bullpen, which is not great. I mean, he should think his team could score again if he gives up the runner. It's a tie game. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go any further today, it is a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show with a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League on the line today. So we've given away two spots. We have, what's the math on that? There's three of us, two, that's five.
So nailed it.
Six spots left?
Yes.
Six spots left with a few weeks to go. We give away
Good
one
job.
Today. I got there. Six spots to go, one today. Let's do a little Tri-Day Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so it's a Tri-Day Friday. We could also call it a Help Day Friday. We're going to help out a coworker here, Hugh. So our guy, John Johnson, does the overnight show.
Yes, he does.
And we know one of his favorite segments is Snack of the Night. But unfortunately, it sounds to me like John's running out of snack ideas. Could we take a listen to a recent Snack of the Night?
Ladies and gentlemen, the second most overrated snack of all time, celery. Celery! I have in front of me celery sticks. Everybody knows celery. Hey, are you going to get some buffalo wings? Yeah, they come with some celery. Oh, okay. Like, who actively says, give me celery? I have in front of me a whole bag of celery sticks.
What are you talking about?
All right. If John is eating celery in the middle of the night, he needs some new snack ideas.
We've reached
everybody
bottom.
Knows celery.
Everyone also, who overrates celery?
who rates celery?
Celery is what it is. It's just there. No one actually likes it.
Have you ever heard somebody rate celery?
Mm-mm.
No.
Celery is more like an accoutrement.
Yeah, and people only like it if they dip it in a sauce or like a ranch or blue cheese, whatever you like, or you know, peanut butter, whatever you put on. Like it's no one actually likes celery. I can't believe John's on to Seller. All right, so Hugh, why don't we help John out today? We need snacks for John Johnson's Snack of the Night. Now, if you are not very familiar with Snack of the Night, we play some of these, so that's you might hear it that way. Anything goes. I mean, any kind of snack goes. It could be of the normal variety, things you would get every day, or it could be like off the walls. I mean, John has had some off the wall kind of snacks.
Like vanilla ice cream.
I just had an
epiphany.
What's that?
Like, if John really wants to push the envelope, I got some snacks he could try.
And again, I said anything goes.
I see where this is going.
Oh, you know where it's going.
So is this your suggestion?
Yeah. Like, what are they called? The
gummies?
No. Crickets.
Oh.
Like the chocolate covered crickets.
I've had that before.
They good?
You nasty.
It's just crunchy.
Like you're nasty. You're a nasty dude. Thanks for telling everybody. That's just nasty.
I mean, I tried chocolate covered crickets. Not a big deal. I mean, I didn't love them.
Let's get John some chocolate covered crickets.
That's your suggestion.
Or some spiders, like the little spiders. I've seen since I've been accused of this a lot of times. I've watched a few mukbangs. And like the little.
You say accused as if there's not reason for the accusal.
Chewing
on the air.
I don't do mukbang. I don't do that, but I've been accused.
I mean,
of that.
You've done.
Well, I've done mukbang with like Rita's.
Man, tasty though.
But my point is this: we could give him some snacks to try.
Well, that's what we're asking for today. Are the best one we hear today?
Let me get on my social media.
His algorithm's gonna be all over the place. All right, best one we hear today for Tri Day: a snack for John Johnson's Snack of the Night segment. Best snack we hear today wins a spot in the midday show Fantasy Football League draft on September 3rd. At McGurk's in Roseburg. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, good morning.
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
What you doing, man?
You running?
Up the steps? You going up the steps, right. Terrence?
Yeah, I was getting off the treadmill.
Oh, I got you. All right. Terrence keeping himself good. He's getting in football shape for the season.
You're going to be out of breath?
Right. What do you got, Terrence?
Joe, when are we going to start asking when is Harper going to be great? When is Swerver going to be great? We have to give my man Topper some grace, man. Since he's taken over for Girardi, when that team was a mess, every year they have been in the playoffs or in the hunt or a chase to get to the World Series, Topper has gone there. He's pushing up buttons to get these guys to where they want to go. It's up to these players, man, to hit. And it's the same thing again. This is why when you ask everybody to take the pledge, you can't take the pledge because – You know that old thing gonna come back. That old ex girl gonna come back around, wearing her ugly head. We know this, and it's the same thing with the Phillies. They were on a heater. The last three games, they can't hit. They can't get any runs in. They're trying to swing for the fences. They got bad approach to the plate. It's the same thing time and time again. And ultimately, that's gonna be the downfall again for this team. I'm sorry to say, we're all hyped about Duran. But Duran Duran can't play the whole game. Duran Duran only comes in for three outs. That's all Duran Duran can do.
Yeah.
So to me, the Dombrowski has never been great. And all he had to do was make a couple key pieces to get this offense over top of the hunt. Nothing crazy, nothing major, just get this team over the hump on the offensive side of the ball. And Dombrowski couldn't do that. He kept sticking to his guns, putting 10 toes down on the same lineup year after year. And to me, I hate to say it, but ultimately, that's going to be the downfall. So we got to stop putting so much on Topper, man. Topper, I feel like he's done a great job. This team was a mess when Girardi, when he took over for the team, and he got that team to the World Series the same year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, so 2022, yep.
Harper, Schwarber, and these top guys in the lineup, these guys are veterans. They said know by now how they're going to get approached. You said it already. They have the scouting report on these pitchers. They know what kind of pitches they're going to get, and they should know how to approach these at bats. And I'm sorry to say it, when the playoffs come and we get down 2-1, the bunghole light, it's like my man Hugh always say, and by words, ugly head again, everybody's going to get tight if we get in the playoffs and we get down 2-1, or if it's 1-1, or if we're facing a team like the Milwaukee Brewers that manufactures runs, it's going to be tough for us to do that because we don't have any pop in the lineup. We had a chance to get Kwan or somebody in here that could make a difference in this lineup every day. We didn't do it. And I feel like Nebraska needed to be great. He hasn't been great his whole tenure. And I feel like these players, they have to be great. They have to rise to the occasion. They have to realize their legacy's on the line. this could be the last hurrah. We're already seeing the tampering with the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a last hurrah. It is. I think there's very little chance that they're all back. I mean, maybe they'll re-sign Schwarber, maybe not. But this is the last hurrah for this group. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? Try Day Friday. Let's help out, man. John Johnson. Snack of the night suggestion. What do you got?
Oh, man, I'm going to keep it simple, man. Mm-hmm. I haven't had this in a long time. I'm going to keep it simple, but I'm going to keep it heat. Toasted peanut butter and jelly, man.
Toasted peanut butter and jelly.
Nice and warm.
Sounds good to me. I mean, Terrence, I like that. It's a good phone call.
Now we're trying to push the envelope.
What do you... Toasted like, peanut butter and jelly? Push the envelope?
Yeah, we push the envelope.
What do you mean?
Exotic snacks.
That's exotic? Not even remotely.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying not a good answer.
You're saying it's too boring.
Yeah, I mean, I like Terrence. You know, and we should be looking out for Terrence because the way TK handled
it. Dude, did you hear that?
I heard it, and we talked through it yesterday.
Talk to these players to finish the job, and if the playoffs started right now, I'm taking Taiwan because Ranger. The biggest thing about Ranger, he's been inconsistent to me.
I hear you, Terrence. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in.
Cut him off quick.
That was painful.
TK's pausing mid word is almost like it's like the video's buffering. You're like, wait, what's going on there? Like he's like paused.
Dude, yeah, we owe Terrence one.
Yeah, okay, we do. We might own a spot,
TK,
but I'm not.
TK did him dirty.
Now I know I can't win a spot because I'm already in.
You're in the league.
Yeah, but I'm thinking things like the Flamin' Hot Takis.
But now you're giving away answers. People might want to call in with Flamin' Hot Takis.
Okay, let me stop then, because you see me over here.
The creative juices are flowing over here.
No, listen, I'm over here looking, because it's a snack spot at the KOP, where they have some pretty unique snacks.
Yeah, see, I can't do the Takis. I can't.
I heard they're hot.
Well, I don't mind hot things, but especially I can't do them like at work. Imagine trying to talk with your mouth.
I've never had them. They say they're super hot, though.
That's too much. All right, 215-592-9494. Quickly, we're going to get to a lot here. When I say Topper needs to be great, I am, in a sense, trying to say I don't think the players are great. Like he needs to help make up for this. Like I'm not going to just sit here and say, well, they need to try harder. Bryce Harper's not having a Bryce Harper season. Like not what we used to expect. Trey Turner's fine. The only guy in the lineup that scares you is Kyle Schwarber. I don't think this is going to change. So I'm anticipating close games. I'm anticipating tight games. And Topper needs to push all the right buttons for them to win the World Series. Where do you come down? Does Rob Thompson need to be great for the Phillies to go and win the World Series? Your phone calls on that. Try Day Friday snacks for John Johnson for Snack of the Night. We're going to give some suggestions. When you're onto celery, you need some help here.
That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it is.
Real.
Plus, we'll get to what happened at Eagles joint practice yesterday with the Browns. Not great, according to Elliot. And off our conversation yesterday specifically about Hurts, does all this matter? We'll hit it next. Midday Show, 215-592-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Sealy, Purple, Casper, and more. Plus, up to $700 off on adjustable sets. That's the adjustable base that I always talk about. So don't wait. Do what I did. Visit Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. And when you go to the Mattress Warehouse, make sure you tell them the big guy, Hugh Douglas, sent you. This Labor Day sale all month long, now at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.